Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. This is episode 540. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button.
Oh, wait, sorry, I was building my robot. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah?
Hello, robot. I am...
Robot here. Activated. Jump and press your circle buttons.
So now I have to host the show with a robot?
I am 10 times funnier than the original, the Kevin Miller.
I find that very hard to believe.
Test me. Tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke? What makes you funnier is if you can laugh at it.
See? Funnier.
I stand
correct. I'll tell you a joke.
Okay, I'm ready.
What makes a chicken the most binary optical device inside the carbonator?
Who?
Forced. Funny.
I gotta be honest, I miss my co-host already.
Well, fortunately for you, I have liquidated him and transformed him into oils for a mental lubricant.
Ooh, that seems oddly intimate.
It's the only way that I can generate this much comedy at a high-functioning number. Seven.
To make some Miller Glide?
KM. Jelly. A good 14 letters earlier than KY. That's how funny I am.
Yeah, that's going to help you in those web searches.
83% comedy rising. Urge to kill increasing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry. Wrong program.
This kind of is real.
No, it's cool. Oh, wait, I'm back. Oh, that robot kicked me out. That's probably for the best. I probably would have done that bit for the next hour. Dude, when I was a kid, we were watching some comedian on a program. I don't know if I've ever told this story out loud, but I think about it about once a month. But there was some comedian that like did this whole bit. He'd hold his mic. He was on Talent Search, you know, with Ed McMahon. He'd like, oh, I've got this robot friend, and then he'd do this robot voice. And my brother and I thought that was the coolest thing ever that he'd talk like a robot. And then I dedicated
was it
myself.
Michael Winslow?
No, it was just some nobody on, you know, because they had Star Search and they did,
the
you
comedy
know,
boom.
Yeah. So I did the voice, the robot voice, about 8 nanoseconds before my brother. So I told him that I started doing it first, even though we both watched the same comedian and started doing the robot. So I was convinced that I was better at it because I had been doing it longer. But fun fact, that was my very first voiceover gig, was doing
really?
That robot voice.
Oh, that's right, for Jet Set Radio,
For
huh?
Jet, so I, because of that
or
experience.
Jet Grind Radio.
Because of that experience as a kid doing the robot voice, I had grown up doing my robot voice, so that when I saw those sides for that audition, I was like, oh, I got a robot voice. I was stoked. And they had said that, I don't know if we've talked about this in the show, but who cares? I barely remember it. That many people that read for the thing were like, I am a robot skater, robot skating. And I came in with like, B-bye's a mate, let's go, come on, let's skate, let's make it happen. I had some sort of interest to it, and that's what launched my voiceover career to this day.
Wow.
That's it. And now I've peaked. But here's the deal. Folks, you may not know this.
That was much funnier than my bit. My bit was going to be coming up after the break on the Kevin Miller E-Trolley Hollywood story.
Here's the deal. We can call me in a minute here.
Okay.
You folks of the Gamerland podcast and of the Sly Cooper franchise will have to be making room for new friends and new fans on this show.
Really?
I think within the next year or so, because I predict Justin Worsham is an up-and-coming voiceover actor.
No,
yeah, he is. And he's on the outside. Within the next year or two, maybe three, Lord knows, we'll still be doing the show when it happens. Justin will land some some part that is going to draw in as many, if not more, fans that I have to the to our podcast.
I do not think what you're saying is true.
I think. Why don't you believe it's true? Why wouldn't you want that to be true?
I'm not saying I wouldn't want it to be true. I'm saying that I don't think it is going to be true.
Listen, if I could land Sly Cooper, you can land Super Duper. Wouldn't that be the best?
I read for that today and nail it.
Give us some pieces of Super Duper.
Super Duper!
Yeah, you should have worked
I'm like
there.
It's a lizard who can fly and solve crime because I'm the best detective in the room.
Well, actually, I would watch that show. That sounds great.
Super Duper!
Dude, one of the games we auditioned for back in the day was Hamtaro. Do you remember when that was big?
No.
It was a big Learning Channel show or a PBS show, and it was an anime show that ported over. It was about these adventurous hamsters that when their owners left the room, they would go on adventures, and they had different cool names. And they all had super high-pitched voices like this. And there was no pitching of the voices. You just had to present like, I'm Hamtaro! And they didn't want to pay the English actors that did the Japanese port because they were too busy not wanting money. I have no idea why they didn't want to be in this game. So we had to cast sound-alikes for people shouting in this spectrum. And one of the agents, so we did this first round of auditions, and nobody got it. Like the talent, the company TLC or whatever was like, none of these people sound like the Hamtaro. Uh-huh. So I came back to one of the agencies that we've been working with, and I said, hey, do you got anybody else around? We're doing a second wave of auditions. You have anybody you didn't submit? This didn't really land. And he goes, that is the weirdest thing. Everybody that I asked, hey, how'd that Hamtaro audition go? They said they nailed it, and they were confident they were going to get the job. And here it was the exact opposite. I was like, hey, man, I'm along for the ride just as much as you are. It's not my opinion. You send me some more samples. Hamtaro, when we work together, it's much better. My best friend. No?
Nobody could nail that? That's shocking.
Yeah.
That's really
I don't even
shocking.
Think I read for it. It was too out of my range.
Yeah, nobody would want to.
Yeah. Do we get Mia?
Oh, yeah, we can call her.
Let's do it. Did you get her number there?
Yeah.
So those of you who remember the Second Funniest Podcast back when we used to be on that show, we had the Lady Gamer.
Oh, wait. Mia, I'm sorry if you could hear me. Hold on. I messed up.
What's going to happen next?
I forgot when I didn't connect this at the top of the show.
Now we know what's going to happen next.
Now I connected it. Now I can call her back.
From Milton Bradley.
her response was, the F, man, why'd you hang up?
Truth.
So Mia's gotten...
She's got some anger issues.
She's got some... There's, there she is.
Oh no, Mia! What happened? Did you audition for Hamtaro?
Oh God!
She probably can't hear herself. She probably only here. There we go. That's better for Mia.
I can hear echo.
Only funny for us and everyone listening.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Oh wait. Let's not do it that way. Does this help, Mia?
I think. Oh my God! That's my voice.
There it is. Oh, welcome back.
Are you getting too much of an echo? Are you okay?
I'm getting a bit of an echo, but...
You're getting a bit of an echo. I could do this.
But then I can't hear you.
Hold on. I'm working on it.
There's a lot of things happening. He's actually touched every knob on our board.
And now I can't hear anything.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Now you can hear that?
You could blame it all on... Oh, hello.
Hello? Are we back now?
What?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now there's nothing.
Now there's nothing. Now there's something.
Hello.
45 minutes
echo.
Of this.
Good
there's
job,
still
guys.
An echo? What
just
the hell?
Just turn down your playback. It's on your end.
Hold on. Let's.
Really? It's on my end?
I blame you.
I don't think so.
This is not interesting radio.
Hold on. Built-in line in.
Okay. While Justin does that, I'm going to tell a story.
Once upon a time.
There.
Wait
just,
a second. I can't hear myself anymore.
Okay.
Well, that's
Justin's
good.
Troubleshooting. Justin and I used to be part of a lunchbox club when we were in college together, and we would each take turns. There were four of us. We were in school Monday through Thursday, and there were four lunchboxes, and the challenge was everybody would take the lunchboxes home one day out of the four and fill all four of them up. So you only had to make lunches one day out of the week, but you got to eat all four, and then we'd all meet up together and eat lunches. And then the game very quickly became who can outdo whom with the best lunches. So people would make these really nice garden salads, and I made like a steak sandwich, and we'd just try to out-gourmet each other. Until one day, the lady who decided to bring the game level to the point of gourmet forgot to make our lunches and gave us all $10 each. And then the Lunchbox Club died.
Just became us putting $10 in everybody's lunch, right?
Like, why am I doing this? Yeah. Why am I giving you
$40? It's like better than the Breakfast Club, so it's Lunchbox Club.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. We had four matching lunchboxes.
Who was the Molly Ringwald in our Lunchbox Club?
Doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo. I think it was Mia the Lady Gamer before we even knew her.
I would have gone Jeremy Carson.
Yes.
How are you, Miss Mia the Lady Gamer, or a.k.a. Director Fury?
It's a long time joke. We had a friend who wasn't particularly bright.
I like this story already.
We changed, me and another friend changed our Skypes. She was, another friend was Loki, and I was Director Fury, and we pretended to be these characters, and then she totally bought it.
No! What is she, Dwight from The Office?
She was dumb.
That's dumb.
Mia, let me explain to you how much the listeners have missed our sexual tension out of the box.
It's ironic, considering that I dated a Justin.
Yeah. And trust me, it was a good move all around.
All Justins.
But now he's kind of in the doghouse.
As he should be, because he is a naughty boy.
I wish he was, but he's not.
Just got real.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's a different kind of show all of a sudden.
You evidently just found my line. So I'm going to backpedal. And
really?
Yeah.
That's your edge? That was pretty tame.
I wasn't talking about you, Justin.
I know you were talking about me. Listen.
It got personal.
You're a lady, and I respect you.
Wow.
And
but if she was 16, you would be yucking it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 22, and apparently that's an issue now. No. I'm old enough to drink. No, sorry. Oh, it's only good for Justin if they're jailbait. So.
It's not funny if you're of age. It's only funny.
But the thing was, when I got interested in the show, I was above the age of consent in Washington.
I know you were, but I like to pretend that you weren't, because the listeners thought it was creepy. It was just, I was making good radio, but I knew it was safe.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Like, what's that guy? The king of all media?
Howard Stern, maybe?
No. Bill Maher.
So
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh and Bill Maher's son, Bill Limbaugh.
That's it. That's
God.
So you're living up in Washington.
I've always lived in Washington, honey.
There's Washington, honey? That sounds delicious.
It is. It's very good.
I was calling you, honey, but apparently you're not.
Almost as good as their apples.
Yes, we have lots of apples up here. We have lots of assholes up here.
Yeah.
So as of yesterday, you're living in Washington now. Why did
She's
you
a
move?
Honey farmer.
Why did you move to Washington to become a honey farmer?
Oh my god. You guys, I don't even know anymore. Actually, right now, I'm a game tester.
What?
Nice. Where at?
How to play when you see her in the street.
For 6 months, I spent testing at Nintendo of America.
Nice.
Oh god, the horror stories I can tell you. Sweet Jesus, hear my prayer. Why?
Are you restricted by NDAs to discuss it, or can you tell us some of the
games that have been released? I can talk about the games that have not been released. Yeah. I'm still under NDA.
What is a game that you have tested that is currently on shelves?
That is currently on shelves is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah. It is a long-ass name, and this game, I tested it for 2 months, 1 month in English and 1 month in Spanish. And
you speak Spanish?
Un poquito.
Por favor.
I think she ordered a coffee.
No, please, honey, stop. Too white.
Real quick, I have a funny story. When I used to manage the apartment building, I was in the middle of like leaving the apartment building and moving into the house, and we had a cleaning service coming to take care of one of the apartments. And the tenant was like, "We're not ready for them to come clean, but they're here." And I went, "Oh," I said, "we'll give them the phone because they're there on the wrong day." And she gave the phone. And I said, "Habla español?" And she said, "Sí." And then I just rattled off English because I thought I said, "Do you speak English?"
Oh, no.
So I must sound like the biggest racist jerk in the world. Like, do you speak Spanish?
Si.
Yeah. Good, because here comes some English. Welcome to America, sucker.
Hablo inglés.
Considering that I'm half Cuban, so. And I've taken, half my family speaks it. Took 3 years of it in high school. Can I speak it?
No, poquito.
No.
No, you're an poquito. American, damn it.
So this Pokemon Gate, what was the name of it? How many words was it?
Gateways to Darkness Edgeness.
No, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity.
I was almost
Mystery
right.
Dungeon Gates? What does that even mean?
Okay, so it's basically a Pokemon dungeon crawler.
Did they make you test the title?
Yes.
Can you say this 10 times fast?
Long ass name.
What is a dungeon crawling game? I'm not familiar with that genre.
Basically, you basically go through dungeons. That's all it is. Dungeons, lots of dungeons, and you fight dudes in the dungeons, and then there are more dungeons, and then oh, guess what, you guys?
Is there more dungeons?
Dungeons.
Oh, yay!
Sounds like a party at my house when me is invited.
don't go to
yeah.
Justin's.
Oh, it's at your house because we know that the party in your pants died years ago.
Yeah. Huh?
It's like there are two of you now. I love it.
I'm back, baby.
That needs to be a drop.
So, okay. What are some of your horror stories? Is it well? God. I guess first, let me say this because I think it's come up on the show before. But is game testing everything that everybody wishes? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like game testing.
You're so cute asking that. No, it's not.
Right. Game testing is like the veterinarian for a 4-year-old. You know what I mean? If you play video games, you're like, I want to grow up and be a game tester. You know. But it's not fun at all, right?
God, oh my God. I started having dreams about that game. When I closed my eyes, I saw the characters. As I fell asleep, I heard the music from the game.
Yes.
Not okay.
Because you were playing the game for 8 solid hours?
40 hours a week.
Really?
And this wouldn't be a game that if you saw it, you would pick up on the shelf.
Oh, fuck no. I'm sorry.
Oh, there goes our G rating. Too much for family.
You can just bleep me out. Use a nice little, you know.
Hee-haw!
There you go.
Isn't that what we used to do?
I think so. Back when we tried. Back when we used to have effort on the show.
Now we just click a check that says explicit.
So much easier.
So what's a horror story from Gateways of Edgeness Infinity plus one?
That was the thing. But the thing was, first I hated the game, and then after a while I got really into it.
Nice.
And then
it's like when you're in a hostage situation.
Not the end of the story, though, you guys. And then at the end of the story, I cried. I was sitting there at my cubicle crying.
Oh wow!
Because I got so attached to these characters.
And it was over.
The course of that month.
That's amazing.
It was really pathetic.
Did you know that it was ridiculous when you were crying, or did you take the red pill so hard? No, so you knew you could see yourself like out of body, weeping and going, "What has happened to me?" This is why people
that didn't
are
happen till later.
Oh,
first,
good.
I was
so you
like, "Why, Steve? Why? I loved you so much, Steve."
Wow.
It's true, guys. You do got to catch them all.
Oh, man. Because what happened is, like, okay, so there's this rule at Nintendo. When you name yourself or a character or something in a game, you cannot use inappropriate language or something that is already copywritten.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people.
Pretty standard.
A lot of people, it's a sort of thing to try and come up with really inventive names. Like this one guy had a Pokemon that was a Tepig, and he was hungry, so he named it Pork Roast.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And so I was like, hey, you guys, guess what? I have the perfect name for my companion Pokemon. You know what it's going to be? And they're like, oh my gosh, what? What is it? And I'm like, Steve. And they're like, what the hell? Seriously, that's it? I'm like, yeah, it's Steve. Isn't that the best name ever? I'm like, you guys, I just caught another Pokemon. You know what his name is? Esteban. And then Stephanicus, Stefan.
Oh, they started to get a little more interesting. Yeah, that's good.
And then we were starting to do the Spanish version, and my companion, I named him El Stevo. And then the other ones, I just gave really stereotypical, you know, Latino names, like Alejandro and Miguel, and they're just like, no Steve? What happened to Steve? Like, well, we have El Stevo, but what happened about the other Steves? I don't even know who you are anymore, Mia. It got really weird in those cubicles.
So are you in your own cubicle? Are you next to somebody? Is it a dark room?
We're in an aisle of
cubicles. Do any of you ever shower? Every time I've ever seen Q&A people.
Sometimes yeah. It didn't seem like some of them did.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, God. Because I know I did.
Yeah, let's talk about that time. Can we talk?
How many lady game testers were there at Nintendo?
There are a few. There are still outnumbered by the male populace.
Got it.
There.
Or independents. Yeah.
Yeah.
The third party
did not actually vote.
How many people were quality assuring one project at a time?
It depended on the size of the project. Anywhere from 5 to, I want to say, 30, 35.
Oh, so it could get big.
Yeah, depending on the size of the project. Like, I know that, one moment. Let me see if I can talk about this game.
Oh, dear. The game you're currently talking about?
No, another one that,
okay,
that I know that had a particularly large team, and I want to know if I can talk about it. I wasn't on the team, but I knew I was friends with half the people that were on the team.
Wouldn't we know that it exists?
Release date is the 12th. When is this podcast going to be released? Or is this
after the 12th.
Now? After the 12th.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Pokemon X and Y will have been released, and I knew half the team that was on that, and that team was freaking huge.
Wow.
How huge? Like 100 people? Like 600 people?
Oh, please. 100 people would have been one-third of the department.
It's a lot of Q&A.
Yeah. If it's about 300 to 400 people in that department.
Wow.
Right now, I'm testing games for the Xbox One.
Are you so you're not with Nintendo anymore?
No, not at the moment.
And you're over at Microsoft or at another
technically,
publisher?
Technically, I am a third-party person for Microsoft. It is so weird. So my agency is Flexisoft, and we're hired by HCL America to test games for Microsoft.
So you're essentially you work for the gaming industry's version of a talent agency or a PR
temp agency.
A temp agency or a PR company, like a marketing
manpower.
Company.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
So you're on a list. They don't hire people directly. They go to an agency of game testers and then bring those in.
Yes.
Like background extras.
It's more.
Yes,
it sounds
much.
Like it's more efficient for if testing can have like a hot spot in hot and cold times. So if you're a tester, why not sign up with an agency that can bounce you around from different
it
companies
makes a ton
that
of
keep
sense.
Your workload
Nintendo
constant.
Of America has two agencies that they pull from, Parker and Aerotech, and I was under Aerotech.
Mm. And so how does that work for, like, if you have aspirations to not be a tester for the rest of your life, you want to work in the gaming industry,
mm-hmm.
though, and you're not just looking for a paycheck, but you want to get your feet wet. How do you graduate? How do you make connections and move up?
You make connections and you move up.
Ah, interesting.
So, I mean, the longer version of that would be that you're getting dropped off in Nintendo, you're getting dropped off in Microsoft. You can also meet people, impress them, and make friends and stuff during the months that you're there testing a specific game. And
what
then,
sort of people am I supposed to be meeting? The only people I saw were the coordinators, leads, and other testers.
So that's my question. So how does that work? I mean, how does
it's
this...
It's called segregation. Separate but equal, Kevin.
It doesn't sound very equal at all.
Do we need to dig a tunnel and get you down to California? Is that what's happening?
Welcome to Eureka.
Considering the fact that I'm half black, so...
Yeah.
Wait, so you're a half Cuban, half black?
Yes, so there was once upon a time this crazy Latina, and she met this black musician, and then they got together, and they made babies.
I saw that musical.
Was one of them Steve? Oh, we lost her.
No. No, you just broke her.
Like, the whole Steve thing is a big family joke, so the fact that you...
It's
funny to me, but it's not going to be funny to anybody else.
Kevin Miller hitting the nail on the head.
I'm like a hog for truffles, but comedy gold. Get the robot back in here.
I'm not going to be able to drink anything anymore. God damn it. I had some water over here.
So I guess what Kevin's... Because you're, you know... It's interesting that we're talking to you now because you're somebody who would... Tell me if I'm being unfair here. You start off as a listener who had aspirations of getting into the gaming world. We're going to school for design and animation and the like. And then now you're actually working. And so I guess what the reason for Kevin's question isn't to necessarily say, what have you done lately? But more to say, well, you're in it right now. You're in the process of it. What is your carrot on a stick? What is the objective? Is this a process that you enter in as a tester and then eventually climb up to something else?
Well, actually, what I wanted to do is what I originally was going to do is I was wanted to do graphic design and not game design.
Right.
Because that's what I do. I'm just like, oh, man. When it comes to, like, I'm the kind of girl where I do love shoes. I am female. I enjoy myself some shoes. But what I love is fonts. Do not get me near a free font website. I'll be like, girl, look at that font.
So, like Photoshop is like a hot bath and a glass of wine for you.
Oh, honey, yes.
Daddy found your sweet spot.
Steve!
Anyways. Oh, God, if my other Justin said talk like that, I would slap him. But anyways.
Yeah, get ready for the GIMP. That's a Photoshop cheap version joke for anybody playing along.
Oh, God. Ew. No one likes GIMP.
Exactly. That's why it's funny.
GIMP is a GIMP. It is a crippled program. Right. Anyways, a good thing, don't get me started on how my hate for GIMP.
Yes, ma'am.
I have nerd rage.
It's been a while since we've had some authentic nerd rage on this show. So GIMP is awesome.
Kevin.
I'm downloading GIMP as we...
No, you're not. Calm down.
I'm actually looking it up. I don't know what the hell
YouTube
is.
Don't poke the pretty mixed race bear.
That needs to be a drop.
I love you both.
So, Xbox One.
I never finished answering.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, great. Please tell me more. Please shout at me. It makes me feel inferior. I like it a lot.
Wow.
Are you going to answer the question?
Yeah, make up your mind.
Because I thought that, you know, the patriarchy was speaking over me, so.
Oh,
nice. I like it. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says the patriarch. So if I'm the father, what does that make Justin? Is he the matriarch?
Of course I'm the matriarch. I'm the one that holds this damn show together.
That's true.
And gets no respect for it.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Nobody approves. Oh!
Oh, you're going
you
to
never touch
bathroom?
Me anymore.
Kevin, wait. I need an adult.
Mia, tell us about your desire to
Mia,
be a...
Mia, you are the adult.
A font engineer.
Oh, God. Send help.
But
Natalie,
she never got to
need an adult.
She never got to answer the question of what's the next step after testing?
That's
or
what
is
I was,
that
yeah.
not
okay,
your real
well,
ambition?
Well, the thing is, what I wanted to do is continuing what I was doing on the Mia the Lady Gamer show and be a an internet personality. I wanted to go to from con to con interviewing voice actors because. I got a thing for voice actors. Hi, Kevin.
Oh, dear. Can you see me blushing on the radio? Yeah. Wow.
No, because the thing is I adore voice actors. Like, I went to Emerald City Comic Con, and Kevin Michael Richardson, and he thought I'm 5 feet tall, and he thought I was, like, the cutest thing, and I was standing in line to meet Gray Delisle, and... I said something over to him, and then he looked at me like he was about to cry and almost, like, ditched his line to come hug me and basically adopted me that con.
So. Now, but, Mia, this sounds like a completely attainable goal. I mean, you may not be able to make a mega career out of it. But if your goal is to just go around and talk to voiceover actors at cons, I feel like...
No, would, I want to interview them. I want to start, yeah. you know, a show on and that sort
I,
of thing.
Yeah, I think you go the Jessica Nigiri route and you get yourself sexy Pokemon costume.
Mm-hmm.
And
ew,
you,
no.
And you walk around and you'll no. get picked. She, overnight, she became a phenomenal sensation because she wore that stupid costume.
Ew.
This could be you. Well, don't do Sly Cooper then.
I do have the tits for the job.
I do.
See, then there you go.
The thing is, I'm going to SteamCon this year in Washington, and I'm gonna kind of be the booth babe for the Rise of Esther LARP that I'm going to.
Nice.
Yeah, Rise of Esther. Look it up.
Okay. I like SteamCon. That sounds awesome.
It's awesome. It's
is that where I'll see these Spectral Smashers?
What?
The Spectral Smashers?
I have not heard of them.
It's
but
the
I
Ghostbusters. Know. They're the Spectral Smashers.
No.
They're steampunk Ghostbusters?
The steampunk Ghostbusters, yeah.
Anyways.
Wow. Wow. Okay. thought we were relating.
Yeah.
All right.
Mia just flashed there. Kevin and I back to high school.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we're talking about a steam con.
we're getting rejected by chicks on our own show.
You're married. You guys should be used to being rejected by chicks.
That's true.
Oddly enough, when you get married, they kind of crawl out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
There's this thing where they go, oh, wait, you were cute. Oh, now you're confident.
Yeah.
And then you go, ah, that's right. Spectral Smashers.
Here's my room key.
Wait, no, what?
Huh?
You and I have a very different definition of marital bliss.
Oh.
And monogamy.
Mine sounds better.
So, So I'm confused. Why don't you think that you can become an internet radio sensation and also be a graphic designer? All of these things seem like attainable goals.
Oh, no. The thing is, I'd like to be a graphic designer, but the thing is, people are like, oh, so you're a graphic designer? Cool. So where's your degree? I don't have one. I'm self-taught. Oh, that's nice. And I'm like, oh, but I do have a fabulous portfolio, and I have lots of professional work and lots of professional experience. Oh, no degree, no work. Bye, honey. Bye. No,
really?
No, be gone. Yeah.
That hurts.
So I'm just like, well, screw you. I'm going to go do something else. So
maybe you should try Kevin's suggestion of wearing the Sailor Moon costume.
I'm telling you, if you walk around in cons in a costume like that, everybody will want to talk to you.
What's the talk about
cons? Well, the thing is, at my LARP, I'm kind of known as the girl with the curly hair and the boobs.
So, and then there's the girl with the straight hair and boobs. There's the girl with no hair and boobs. And the girl with a hat and boobs.
Which one of them has the vagina?
Well, the thing is, I'm like a 36 triple D, so they kind of stand out.
All right, I got to come back again.
Wow. We need to get Virginia the Bra Lady back on the show.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if you listened back to any of our old episodes. We had an old friend that is a bra lady. She
now she's not.
Oh, she's not anymore?
I think she's like kind of like a social...
She's not. You get my hopes up about, you know, a bra actually, you know, will hold these things
she
up.
Could do that.
That's
she
what,
could,
yeah, she could
help
you
with
help
that. I mean, it's not like... It's like riding a bike, I understand, measuring boobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you know the formula.
Yeah, you could pretty much just plug in the algorithm of the areola diameter and go from there.
Use the moon's calculations.
Right,
and
whatever house Jupiter is in at that given time.
Add 7 to the number of letters in your name. And
then do some push-ups, and then I think you're good to go.
Microwave some Jello, and we're out.
This has been What Guys Know About Bras. Coming up after the break, more with Mia the Lady Gamer.
Do you need a bra?
Oh, I would love some, because the thing is, these things, they need like some, I don't know, some friggin' industrial cranes to keep them up. I don't know.
This is how old are you, Mia? You said you're 22?
Yeah.
It's
probably been about 10 years since I've had an open conversation about some woman's breasts. You feel in your early 20s, I feel like this conversation came up all the time.
I was in theater in high school. We had lots of conversations.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a thing. Young people love to youngsters love to talk about their boobies. How often?
Also, well, here's why I'm saying.
When I was your age, I talked about boobs.
I also have a little bit of an older child now. You'll see this. Maybe it's because you hang around mostly with church people. They're not as open. But when you hang around
anymore.
Well,
no,
I'm talking to Kevin.
Talking to referring to
heathen. When you talk with heathen parents, you will talk about genitals and boobs.
Oh no, we talk. Yeah, I've had more conversations about my friend's breasts than I'd ever thought possible
right.
at post having babies. But how, since you are a woman with large breasts, how many conversations a day do you think you have concerning them?
Really?
A day? I don't know. Like, it depends.
Does it come up daily?
Probably, but really? It's gotten to the point that I
you don't even notice
attention.
It. Yeah,
really,
it's a regular feature in her conversation topics.
Wow!
Because today I was just referred to as Tits McGee by a friend.
And something your dad would say, Justin.
My dad would never call someone Tits McGee
to her face.
Have you guys ever played Mass Effect?
Yes.
Okay, there's this one woman at Nintendo who wore low-cut shirts and had boobs bigger than mine. I used to refer to her as Matriarch Benezia.
Aww.
Because I'm a terrible person and I enjoy it.
Very lovely. Very lovely.
So to get back a point, and then now I'm going to make it my mission to not talk about your boobs for the rest of ever. Because that
you're already thinking about him.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I swear. Honestly, what I'm thinking about is that's mind blowing that honestly would come up.
Should I send you guys some pictures of myself in a corset?
You can put them on our Facebook page.
No, please don't.
They're already on my blog.
Nope, this is me drawing a line.
Put a link to your blog on our Facebook page.
We're gonna step back. This is a woman.
You are so great, Justin. You will talk the talk all day long, but when you see a girl as your sister, it all becomes not okay. She's making the choice. She's like, Did someone force those pictures of you on the internet, Mia?
She's not making the choice to have her boobs be mentioned on a more than daily basis.
She brought them up in this conversation.
I think I brought them up.
Nope, she brought them up. Dial it back.
I don't remember who brought them up.
She brought them up. That's why I said it. She brought it up.
I don't think she brings them up.
Dial it back. Hit pause.
No, I'm saying maybe she brought it up here, but it's probably because of some bit that I was doing, but... Well, whatever. Anyway, here's the point, Mia.
Play by play.
I don't need any link, or I don't.
I don't want to see him, but I know it'll increase our hits on our page.
Kevin Miller, you will not use Mia's blessings as a way of furthering our likes on Facebook.
I'm putting them in the searchable tags.
Oh, jeez.
Right next to Pokemon X and Y.
All X your Y.
You're going to have so many dyslexic guitarists looking for. The wrong thing.
So that's a
deep reference to Mia's last name, everybody, for those of you playing along at home.
Actually, my last name would have been Gibson, but my grandfather, who was black, back in the day, he punched a white kid, and they had to skip towns and change last name so that the lynch mobs wouldn't come and kill him. And so that's why my last name is Gibson.
It would have been Gibson, and they changed
Ben Gibson,
and no one figured that one out. It's not a deep hide. they just flipped the B upside down.
I'm looking for Michael Gibson. No, he's not here. Michael
that's ironic,
Gibson.
That's actually my little brother's name.
Michael Gibson.
Oh, weird.
Is he? No. I need Michael Gibson.
Totally different.
Michael is my brother's name. If you want my grandfather's name, it's Curly.
Aww.
Yes, it is.
How cool is that?
It's very cool.
Tell us about working for Xbox.
Yeah.
Working for Xbox, you mean Microsoft?
Sure. What's it like to touch an Xbox One?
Oh, wow. It's black and shiny.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So you're not so you're not impressed?
I think she said it's black and shiny, Kevin.
I wish I could say more, but this is roughly around the part where I'm not supposed to.
Oh, sure. That's fine. Can you tell us, are you allowed to say any games that you are testing on?
I can give you a list of the launch titles.
That's fascinating. Now, we would know the launch titles, right? So, and why would you not be able to say if you were working on a launch title?
It's just a weird NDA thing.
Yeah, I think if let's say I am developing Gears of War 13.
Okay.
And we know that the Xbox One is coming out soon. And we're still testing, like, this close to a release date.
They don't want people talking about, oh, hey, you guys, I found, like, this crazy bug on the game that's not done yet.
Okay, that's fine.
I think what Kevin's saying is, why can't you just say, hey, I'm working on testing for this game?
Right,
not necessarily go into details, but
yeah,
I don't keep my job.
No, I'm not asking you to press it. I'm just asking what the logic is behind it.
As a consumer or a shareholder, if a game is being tested too close to its release date, that might mean that we're not done. It's not a finished project.
Oh, that might be true.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, because if I said, what is a launch title for Xbox One? Sparks? Like, if I said, I'm working on Project Spark, people would be like, that's great. I know that's in a game that exists. It's not out yet, so I assume people are working on it. But I couldn't say I'm a tester for Project Sparks.
Yes.
Because they... That's not part of the working game flow.
Or it also
pipeline.
Could just be that Mia doesn't want to lose her job.
So no, like, I'm not asking her to... I'm saying, what is the logic behind them saying, don't tell us that you're testing it, but everybody can know that we're making it. But don't let them know that we're testing it.
And what I'm saying is that might be in one meeting too many for them to say, okay, here, you could say that you're testing. You cannot say what level. You know what I mean? Like, it's
good
just
point.
A blanket thing to say, don't talk about anything.
Well done. I think you
first
have
rule about Xbox One is don't talk about Xbox One.
That's true.
Are you? Do you test multiple projects simultaneously, or do you sit down with one? Yeah. It's one all day long.
The thing is at Nintendo we test games for months. This one we test a thing for a couple days, and then we move on.
Interesting.
I'm not going to get into that.
That's interesting.
Can you? You can't say like just for the sake of speaking on testing. You can't say, when you say a thing, like, does that mean a specific level? Or does that mean an action of some kind? Like,
it might mean an app. Could mean a...
Like a mini game, or, you know what I mean? Can you say that?
I'm just going to let you speculate.
Oh, I love it. I think it's a 3D printer, and it makes livers for mice.
Wow, Kevin. Oh, man. You were so right, actually.
Supposed to tell us, Mia. You're going to lose your job.
It's worth it. 3D printers for mice. It's the next human generation. See last week for that reference.
Come down here, Mia. You could be my au pair.
So to contrast that to Nintendo America, you said you worked on one project for a long time. Were you, you said you kept playing with Pokemon Steve and you played through. Would you like reboot and go back to a save point and play the same part through, or would you play the same game through multiple times? Or
depended on what the test plan called for.
Okay.
We did ad hoc testing, which is just like go through the game and see if you find shit. Have fun. And then testing is like, okay, so we need to go through and we need to try these specific things and see if they cause a bug. If they don't, cool, fine, go.
Got it. But you had your save games of Steve, or would you sometimes just have to start all over and you always made Steve? Or?
Yes, well, the thing is it depends on what the testing plan was. I was assigned to use an Oshawott and a Tepig for most of the course of the game.
Are those Pokemon characters?
Yes,
or
they are Pokemon.
Or technical terms?
I think they're Jewish slurs.
Oh, I see.
I did not grow up on the Pokemon franchise because my parents were like, oh, Pokemon are demons! So,
is that what black Cubanists sound like?
Afro-Cuban.
A drunk Jerry Lewis.
No.
Mixed with the rat from Charlotte's Web.
Everything that I learned about Pokemon, I learned on that project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that didn't hurt your chances of landing the gig then? You didn't have to walk in and be like, I've been eating Pokemon since I could breathe. Pokemon.
No. Basically, it's funny because they were like, okay, so here's a sheet of paper. Put on here what games you prefer. And I'm like, anything but Pokemon. Congratulations, your first project, Pokemon. I'm just like, God damn it, you guys. Seriously? Oh, my God.
We kind of spent some time bagging on what it is and how hard it is to be a tester. What are some of the cool parts?
Oh, good question.
The hard parts?
No, the good parts.
The good parts. What's cool about it?
Sounds like you get to form a family.
I was about to say bad parts, like bad coffee, but...
Well, you can tell us more bad things if that's what's on your heart.
Yeah. Listen, we want this to be cathartic for you.
Yeah.
I'm here to be the rebound.
Oh, God, I already had a rebound. Yeah.
It's like watching Ron and Hermione in here.
All the unfortunate Nintendo romances.
Are they all youngsters like yourself?
Ironically, both of them were younger than me by a couple months.
They're your youngsters.
Yeah, robbing the cradle.
Oh my God, I am 22, and like I was born January 30th, 1991.
What? The 24th, Aquarius.
Aquarius for the win. Anywho, and they were one was born in March 91, and the other one April. So, ooh.
That would be so weird. We would be Aquariuses, and you were born 5 years before I graduated high school.
I think. 5 years before? That's
no,
pretty
seven.
Good. That's pretty good.
Or no, six. Math is hard. I didn't do that well in high school because I was busy.
It's okay. I can't math either.
Yeah, it's true.
I apparently can't English language at the moment either as well, so that's another thing.
These are the best verbs I've ever heard.
No, these are the best verbs you've never heard.
Oh, well done.
I look forward to your book. So what are some other, do you have any other bad things you need to get off your chest before you tell us the cool parts?
You said you wouldn't bring up her breasts again.
I'm sorry!
What was just said? I said
get off your chest, and Kevin said I wouldn't bring up your breasts.
I knew you'd do it. So, I knew you'd do it.
Technically, I didn't. Technically.
You know what's, like, really terrible? When you're, like, sitting there eating a crumbly sandwich, and then, like, half of it falls into your shirt, and it is, like, itchy as hell. Anyways.
And that we have in common.
Oh, I didn't know that you had crumbs that fell into your bra, Justin.
Well, they don't fall into my bra. They fall into my shirt. I don't wear a bra. I'm not a girl. I just have boobs.
It's true. Today they're wearing his Millennium Falcon shirt.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Lots of turkey sandwiches.
Can you do the entire Kessel Spice run in less than 12 parsecs?
No. I've got staying power. It's a fortnight.
Would it help if I got out and pushed? Anywho.
My favorite part is watching Kevin disapprove into his microphone silently.
Silently.
That's my favorite part of this bit.
Just for you.
Yeah.
The disapproval is strong in this one.
Meanwhile, her Star Wars references are on point.
Right? Right? This is why me and I are meant to be together.
Yay!
You were saying bad coffee. What else?
That one time I almost died in the kitchenette because
what?
My heel gave out on me and like I face planted into the floor.
Jeez.
And then the team next to the kitchenette is like, Mia, why are you killing yourself?
That harsh. Wow. Don't die.
What else? I'm trying to think. Just various things.
Well, if you run out, you could tell us good things.
Yeah, like, what's curious, some good things?
I'm curious. Maybe there's something you could say that would sell someone.
I have this little, at Nintendo, we had this thing where we could have, like, we could bring shit and just, like, put it on our cubicles. And there are people that had, like, their entire Transformers, you know, collection all up on their cubicles and action figures.
Yeah.
And my little ponies and blah 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 blah, and everyone I have this I'm a Green Lantern fan or a Green Fantern, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And like a couple of Green Lantern rings, Green Lantern cup, and a couple other stuff, and they're like, how many Green Lanterns did you have to kill to get that stuff? And I'm like, shh. He has to know. And then I almost made it set up to look like a couple of dolls were playing strip poker on my cubicle.
And that was allowed, but you can't name your character Hulk.
Pretty much. Well, the thing is, it was kind of hidden. Anyways, and then I had a friend nearby who I had this little stuffed rabbit named Razor. And isn't that the cutest name?
That's pretty cute.
It's very cute.
And she
my son has a scooter named that.
I have a scooter named Rabbit.
Oh.
Right.
My friend kept kidnapping my rabbit, who I named after a Green Lantern character. And she kept kidnapping him. And then one weekend, she kidnapped him and then started, like, taking pictures or like he will not be harmed but no ransom is offered at this time, and then she took him to some weird sewing convention, and then she came back, and then the rabbit came back with like a homemade vest with the Blue Lantern symbol on.
Oh, that's cool.
It was the cutest thing, and I almost cried.
There are cons for everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much. much.
There are con cons where you can go and see other conventions that are happening at the con.
Oh, oh, that's much better than mine.
Oh, when you said con cons, I thought you were talking about like
ex-con con.
like, hey, you want to like buy this bridge in Arizona?
Ah, timeshare cons. I was thinking you were talking about Nicolas Cage airplane escape from prison.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. That now he's Nicolas Cage, unfortunately for him.
That is unfortunate.
But he did a very solid job in Croods. So yeah, it sounds like to me that that while there are no fun parts to the job part,
there are fun parts. We get to play video games, but they may or may not be good.
Well, and it sounds like they recognize that it can be a dismal game, so they give you the freedom of creating a workspace that rejuvenates you, even though the rest of the job doesn't.
Nintendo did that. Where I'm working now doesn't.
Said with disdain.
Nothing is allowed into the labs in which we test.
Oh, wow. Including your phone?
Including the phone.
Yeah, I imagine.
Wow.
So we're only allowed to use the breaks in the phones in designated areas.
Do you have like a locker or something?
Yes.
No, leave it outside. Just leave it on the street. Sorry, no, you can't bring it in here. Nope. Well, if it's not there when you come back, that's your fault for bringing it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Should have thought of that before you decided to come here.
Okay. Nobody uses their smartphone anymore. Seriously, Microsoft? Seriously?
Yeah, the other two games I tested for Nintendo are Game & Wario for the Wii U and Donkey Kong Country Returns for the 3DS.
Oh, very cool.
I tested that one in Japanese.
Was that hard?
It was interesting. Because there's not a lot of text in the gameplay, the gameplay part was pretty easy to pick up. Navigating the menus was horrible. I'm like, did I just delete all this data? What is going on here?
How much Japanese did you learn?
None.
Oh.
Game and Wario, I tested a little bit of that in German.
Oh, very cool.
The guy I was seeing at the time was in German, so I was just like, help!
It's all a text-based game, though, so...
Game and Wario, it has a lot more text. Game and Wario is weird. Wario games are just large amounts of what the hell am I looking at?
That's all Charles Martinet, though, yeah?
I believe so. The cool thing that happened is that when PAX happened, they had Charles Martinet record a message just for all the testers in the department, and it was the greatest thing. And I had a voice actorgasm, and I was just like so pleased with myself. And then everyone around me was just like, "It's just voice actor, calm down, man." I'm like, "No, this is the coolest moment of my life. Shut the hell up."
Have you met Charles Martinet?
No, I have not.
He's a very dear man.
Occasionally, he comes around to Nintendo of America, but
oh, very cool.
I have not seen him. Oh man, but like there are some definite perks to working at Nintendo. Oh my God, free Popcorn Friday, the
what?
Best.
That's cool. And you had a decent in-store shop, or
oh my God, yes. Because oh man, I remember when Fire Emblem came out, and then everyone was rushing to the N store to pick up a copy. And then that was roughly around the time when I got my 3DS. Basically, Nintendo is a land of DSs. It's like, if you don't have one, it's like, the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, really? Wow.
And then, what else? Oh, also, so they have this thing called Cafe Mario. And I'm like, Cafe Mario, let me guess, they have Mario Burgers, and they're like, yes, we do have Mario Burgers.
Yes, why?
Like,
have you had one?
Yes, I have had a Mario Burger, but that's not the end of my story. I'm like, oh, let me guess, the Mario Burger has mushrooms in it, doesn't it? It has mushrooms in it, let me guess. And they're like, no, it doesn't, just you'll see. And so
that was a good guess, though. I thought for sure that was going to be it.
It has turtles.
Yeah, I get over there, and they have, like, gourmet chefs cooking for us in the cafe, and if I wanted to, I could get, you know, a steak and eat
what?
That during lunch. And then every Tuesday they had professional sushi chefs. And
but how is this stuff isn't free?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, okay, there it is.
But I was just always excited, going, oh my gosh, you guys, it's Sushi Tuesday. Let's do this.
If they ever ran out of an item like sushi and you came up and asked for it, would they say, I'm sorry, the sushi is not in this castle?
No, but they did have a conference room called Another Castle. And it had peach in it on the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm just like, because like all the conference rooms had names, and I'm just like, what is up with this place?
What was Mario's problem? Like, did he not own a GPS? He was just roaming around.
They weren't invented then. Only the military has.
But how do you like? It's that castle. He never asked for directions.
That Bowser kept moving her.
Oh, that makes more sense.
This has been Kevin Solves 30-Year-Old Problems.
Okay, say about why? Why did he just give up?
Brought to you by Mia's Corset Blog.
You did it again?
Nope. I brought up a corset blog.
I'm sorry.
That's an honest-to-goodness plug as a host, as a courtesy to his guests.
Mia, actually, the best place to buy corsets is this place called Corset Sorry. They are so cheap.
See?
Oh, my God.
Told you.
But, oh, man, the food there at Nintendo was amazing. That's what I miss the most.
Is it, like, since you work for an agency, like, let's say there's a new Halo game coming out. Well, let's not do an Xbox. Let's say there's another Sly Cooper game that's coming out. And
that's Sony.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying getting away from her for having an NDA. Yeah. Is it a thing where if you're, say you're on the top of the food chain at the agency, that you're going to get to a nice, you know, because, I mean, like blockbuster movies, there's, you know, huge games that are coming out that pretty much everybody's going to love. Is there an internal ladder for things like that?
Yes, there is.
Ah, I knew it!
There was at Nintendo. I don't know how the internal ladder works where I am now, because I've only been there for a month. The internal ladder at Nintendo goes is they're the actual NOAs, or the Nintendo of America full-time employees, and then they're the agency people. The NOAs get access to everything first. PAX tickets, things that are being released at the end store, everything. The agency people also get the employee discount, but NOAs get dibs.
Dibs. When does that get released?
But yeah, that's how it works. There is definitely a hierarchy. I'm not sure how the hierarchy works.
I think she ignored the question because she's working on a game called Dibs.
Dibs? Oh, there's a question about Dibs?
No, I said, when does that get released, when you said, that's how Dibs work.
There has been a title called Dibs.
Sounds like a Sims game.
So I think my final question is, because at some point we do have to end this episode. Not that I'm not enjoying our delightful conversation with you, Mia.
Yeah.
But what spawned, you said early on that your goal would be to be able to do like an internet show about voiceover actors. What spawned your love for voiceover actors? And follow up, who was your first voiceover love?
My first voice actor love would probably be Jim Cummings.
Oh, I was going to be wrong.
Sorry, Kevin, not you.
No, I thought it was Taylor. What's his bucket? Three names. Kevin Arnold Taylor, something Arnold Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor
James
Thomas.
James Arnold Taylor. Oh, he is one of my favorites. He's also the voice of Ratchet.
Yeah, that guy. Because she's mentioned him before on a previous episode. Mm. James Arnold Taylor, yeah.
James Arnold Taylor's pretty great.
So Jen Cummings?
Jim Cummings.
Oh, Jim Cummings. Okay, I was
like, who the hell Jim Cummings is.
I know Jim Cummings.
He invented Garfield.
What? No, he didn't. What?
That's Jim Davis.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
No, I don't know who Jim Cummings is. I just know that, and brace yourself, Mia, you might want to turn your microphone down.
Oh, goodness.
But I did a workshop with, he's not a voiceover actor, but I did a workshop with Peter Hastings and Rob Paulson this last Saturday, and every other name drop was Jim Cummings, and I was
really?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who this guy is.
Oh my God, he's the voice of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. He's
Yeah, that guy's good. They just didn't mention his name.
He kind of looks like Ron Jeremy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Google it.
Oh, don't bother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bother, I'm a hedgehog.
Oh, he's the official voice of Pete, you know, from the Disney stuff. Pete, the big dog thing that's always like, I'm going to get you, Mickey.
Oh, yeah, Pete. Mm. He's like, yeah, is he a dog? It's like Goofy's fatter cousin or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in Goof Troop. Mm. Yeah.
He was Erdnot Reeve in Mass Effect 3. Awesome.
You're reading the IMDb. What? Yeah.
One of the things that inspired me to want this is actually having my podcast on, like, attached to the sister podcast to the second funniest podcast. It isn't even called that anymore.
No, nope.
You're now here in Gamerland.
Yeah.
Gamerland. Oh. Okay. So.
Does that mean you think it's stupid?
No. It's just all these changes.
Was that a song?
Yeah. Jim Cummings wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, goodness.
In between
right after Garfield.
Wow, you guys.
Meanwhile, we are both wearing the same corset.
You guys are practicals.
Well, we hope that whatever we can do to help you achieve your goal, I would be happy to be your first interviewee.
Yeah.
Right after Justin, who I have mentioned before you got on the air, is an up-and-coming voiceover artist.
I don't mean to brag, but if you get tired of amazingly talented animation and video game voiceover actors and want to take a turn for the crazy and do the guy who recently did the Run a City campaign online for the mayor of Boston...
Mm.
Well, just know you know my Skype name, so you are welcome. And let's see, if you ever want to figure out what guy has questions about his Canadian utility company, you might want to just throw Skype chat my way.
Also, you're going to end up being on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
So. Yeah, and if you are curious about what web resources museums are using to describe the exponential rocket equation problem and the gravity well conundrum of Earth, I'm right here. I'm right here.
There's a reason to do voiceover auditions right there, to be able to pull up that kind of random crap. Yeah. That's impressive.
Upcoming, you may or may not be able to hear me having my outtake cursing tantrum about Canem, the property management software with the worst copy in the world.
Wow, you're being very bold right now. That's a client of yours.
Yep.
You don't think they listen to the show?
Probably not.
What if they're like, that guy was so great, he's got this podcast. I like games.
They thought I was great. Wouldn't need five takes. Wouldn't need five takes if they thought it was great.
Wow, you really are angry.
I'm not that angry. I'm just for the sake of comedy.
We're going to delete all this out.
By the way, Shamblia, whatever your name is, I love you. I think that's it. Oh, also, I'm finance in motion for some bank. I don't know. They don't say the name of it. That's what I'm
Welcome
doing
to Bank Name Here.
Yeah.
My name is Guy.
So I'm just saying, it's pretty much the same thing as Jim Cummings. I'm pretty much the same thing.
Well, hey, best
Justin,
of luck.
Got a lot of range.
Justin, I was wondering if we could bring the Me and the Lady Gamer podcast back.
That's an offline conversation.
Oh, no,
totally kidding. Totally kidding. Of course.
It is. I see how it is, bro.
Of course.
Not bringing it around.
Well, you don't need my permission. This is Kevin Miller's show, number one. I'm just I'm the lackey.
It was your show, and then Kevin took over.
He gave it to me.
Yeah, I gave it to him.
He said, "This is now your show," and I was like, "Oh, great! Now I have to come up with segments, and I have to change the name of the show."
Right,
and
all that happened. All of that is real. You could do it. Just send me a file.
All right then. Hey, Kevin.
Okay, but not now. I'm tired.
Aww,
I've just done like 2 hours of podcast.
Oh, you're going to start it right now?
Yeah, shoot, we're all. And welcome to the Lady Gamer Show with your host, Mia, the Lady Gamer.
You don't even want to promo it or anything? Not even a little bit?
We'll promo it for next time.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for your favorite corset-wearing internet host. Mia, the Lady Gamer, interviews your favorite VO actors and actresses. Get ready for some dulcet tones. Man, I'm just saying, that could be a theme song.
That's pretty good.
You know
that
you
out
want
there.
Some of this.
Yeah, see? You can add that in there anyway.
Do you have anything you want to plug besides your upcoming podcast? You're on the Twitter.
I am on the Twitters. I am on the Twitters. I am on the Facebook. I am on the Tumblr.
Do you want to give us names instead of just generic, like, what's your Twitter handle? Or do you not want that out there?
I'm trying to find it.
I apologize for unintentionally throwing you under the bus.
I have, like, three people that follow me, and...
Well, get ready for more. We're going to bump those numbers up to seven, people. We're going to Betty White this bitch. We're going to make it happen.
Okay, signing in. What is...
Hey, meanwhile, I did a search for Mia the Lady Gamer, and we still have a second funniest podcast wiki, which Mia has a page on. There are 19 pages on this.
Awesome. Well, I would most definitely like to come back. I am Mia the Lady Gamer on Twitter, apparently.
There it is.
I am also Mia the Lady Gamer on Tumblr.
I like that you had to look it up.
I did. I haven't used Twitter in so long, so stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the circumstance of which all that happened. Like, the fact that you're like, did I do Mia in my last name? Is it just Mia? Is it Director Fury?
Oh, no, it's this thing we were talking about.
Did I do Steve Mia or Mia Steve, Mia Coppa? Like,
Steve,
what did
Steve,
I
Steve.
Oh, it's Mia the Lady Gamer. That's right.
A fan, actually, a couple of fans found me on Tumblr. They're like, hey, have you ever heard of the Second Funniest Podcast? I'm like, oh no, they found me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, now more will find you.
Are you Mia the Lady Gamer? And I'm like, yeah, that was me. And they're like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm not that interesting. Calm your tits.
Cut to 20 years from now. Right, maybe not 20. Let's go 5.
So quarter.
Some young man is being interviewed and said, I want to interview podcast hosts. Yeah. That is my passion.
I want to meet Mia, the Lady Gamer.
I am doing a podcast of podcast hosts because podcasting is the ancient art of internet podcasting.
What word are you saying?
It's from the future, Kevin. I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know what
it
is. It's literally from the future.
Justin, stop. You're going
to
hurt yourself.
I know. Kevin wants me to delve deeper. These things just come to me.
So I love Prophet Justin. The Oracle Worsham.
Worshickle.
Mia, thanks for being on our show.
Mia the Lady Gamer, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Come on by anytime.
And start your own show. I don't know if I had it when you were sending us episodes, and a good podcast host would have you do this offline, but I have a Dropbox, so you can send me your files via there.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, cool.
But don't give that
I
out
don't
right
have
now.
Access to said
I can get that for you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, cool. Email that to me. Kevin has late email, and then I can give you podcasts. Cool.
But in the meantime, find Mia the Lady Gamer on Tumblr.
Even
Mia
if she doesn't know
Gamer.
She's there.
Yeah.
You can remind
her that she is on Twitter, at Mia the Lady Gamer.
Tweet her. She may see it in 5 years.
Damn it, Kevin. You're so mean.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, Mia. Enjoy, and we look forward to more episodes of Mia the Lady Gamer.
Woo! Yeah, send me questions at mia.gibson@yahoo.com.
Oh, love it. Great. I thought you were going to say me, the Lady Gamer, on Twitter.
I know. Send me questions via Twitter, and I will put them into a recording, and then I will answer them, and I will send them to Justin, and then you might hear them.
There it is. Pipeline set up.
There you go.
All right. Take care, Chica. Don't work too hard.
Okay, bye.
And
okay.
I will try. Bye.
Okay, bye. Mia the Lady Gamer.
Yeah.
Mia the Lady
You know, she
gamer.
Disappeared. When we first started doing the second
the video game format.
She was one of the biggest voices, so big that we gave her own show. Mm-hmm. And then she just got too busy, I assume, with testing games that are only released in Germany. So
Those Germans are angry people.
Have you
I want my Pokemons to be good and tested.
This one's name is Steve.
Steve will be the cleanest Pokemon ever.
I'm telling you, you're going to be on...
You will not get my Drupals.
You're going to be on the reboot of the Ninja Turtles in 20 years. As Splinter, I'm telling
because
you.
Because Rob Paulsen will be dead.
No, he'll still be voice acting. That dude will still be voice acting.
I'll be a computer.
I am Rob Paulson.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Right, well, we're going to take a little hiatus. Maybe Mia will supply some content during our absence.
I have to go on a couple road trips and some work during the week. And so we're going to be gone for a couple weeks.
And as this episode has been released right now, I have just received Skylanders, which I needed. Oh, I forgot to mention this last time. Let me just say real quick. I think it's a brilliant scheme.
Okay, bye.
Of Toys R Us is the signature dealer for Skylanders, and they released the game on Sunday before Columbus Day, which seems innocuous, except for Amazon is behind the eight ball. I can't get...
Oh, because you can't ship.
I can't ship it. It won't get there until Tuesday at the earliest. I called to see if I... Because I didn't realize it was Columbus Day, and they actually broke it and had it all coming Thursday. I go, okay, wait a minute. At least I had it Tuesday, and now you've mucked it up. They're like, oh, we're so sorry. And she was German. She's like, oh, we'll fix it. And then I got free one-day shipping somehow. So, but
do you know what my Pokemon is, Mr. Miller?
It is Steve? So,
that is him.
So on Wednesday, I finally get all of my Skylander swap for. So I'm out for 2 weeks playing that game. Justin is on the road making money. So we need to take some time off.
I'm on the road breaking even. I have a gig, and then I'm taking a week-long road trip with my dad that's costing me every ounce of money that I made the week before.
At least you have money coming in. If I could earn money playing Skylanders, I could break even.
I think what you got to do is subscribe to that Me and the Lady Gamer show. She might have an idea for you to make money playing video games.
Oh, I'm going to talk to her.
Lucrative, just fun. Sounds like a college party atmosphere.
Oh, that sounds
games
great.
8 hours a day plus.
We didn't ask her pay. We'll have to ask her that later.
That's too personal.
Why is that personal?
So ask someone their pay?
I just don't. Next week. Let's talk about money.
Next week, when we're not doing an episode, we're going to talk about how much Kevin and I make. I'm going to break down my tax returns, give you my social security number, and my blood type. So stay tuned for that. If you would like
I'll
to
be
share,
able to clone you.
If you'd like to share your blood type and social security number, send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. Follow us on the Twitter @gamerlandpod. Don't forget, you can follow Mia the Lady Gamer @MiaTheLadyGamer. You can like us on Facebook @facebook.com/GamerlandPodcast. But the big one we want you to throw a like to is facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series. We are Betty Whiting that bitch, just like we're about to do to Mia's Twitter. Please like it. On behalf of my new friend, Kevin Miller, I would like to thank my old friend, Mia, the Lady Gamer, and say to you, as Justin Worsham, okay, bye.
What?